When the Duke, a son of Queen Victoria, was undergoing training as a sapper officer, he had occasion to visit what is now known as a wine bar with some of his fellow sapper officers. Whilst imbibing the fruit of the vine, they were accosted by some infantry officers who, in the manner so typical of their ilk, proceeded to attempt to take what was then known as the Michael out of the Royal Duke and his friends. The main theme of their attack was the fact that the sappers did not have colors, and that there must be some dark and mysterious reason for this shortcoming. His Royal Highness was not unnaturally most unchuffed. I should perhaps digress here to explain that chuffed is an archaic English word much used by the military, which means delighted. So unchuffed was he, in fact, that upon his return to Chatham Barracks, he penned the following note to his mother, the Queen. "Dear Mama," he wrote, for in these days that was the mode of address used by all the best people, "I am shocked to find that I, a sapper officer and a royal duke to boot," this is how they spoke in those days, "am in a corps which has no colors. Please fix," which he signed as "Your affectionate son," etc., etc. Once again, I feel that I must digress to point out to our non-sapper readers that our sapper officer in writing this letter was mindful of his fine sapper training in spite of being a royal duke and in spite of the fact that the corps' colonel-in-chief was his mother. Not him, a verbose and platitudinous missive relying on nepotism to receive assistance. No, sir! Far from it. Rather, in the finest sapper tradition, he confined himself to the essentials, courtesy, clarity, and brevity. The Colonel-in-Chief, mother of this royal sapper officer, forwarded her son's letter to the Master General of Ordnance along with a note of her own, which read,
"Dear General, please fix. Victoria R."
The Master General of the Ordnance, an officer skilled in fielding such missives, immediately placed the blame squarely upon several subordinates and at the same time directed them to turn their immediate and full attention to the business of investigating and authorizing colors with appropriate battle honors to the Corps of Royal Engineers. As a result of their efforts, he was able, in the space of time which would make a Russell-bound bureaucrat blanch, to pen the following letter to his sovereign. "Ma'am, have severely reprimanded those responsible for this monstrous slight to His Royal Highness's corps, and have caused immediate investigations to be carried out. I now have the honor and pleasure to report as follows. Sappers have been present at every battle and engagement conducted by British forces against the enemies of the realm. They are therefore, without question, entitled to bear colors. The size of the color required, if all the battle honors to which the Corps of Royal Engineers is entitled are to be emblazoned on it, is computed to be 24 feet by 12 feet, and to support such a color, a staff of 22, 3 and 1 quarter inches long, which would be required, note the precision, a precaution in case the Queen checked. It is, however, ma'am, my regrettably odious duty to inform Your Majesty that, desirous as we are to accord the Corps of Royal Engineers those honours to which it is undoubtedly entitled, to do so in the normal manner is not possible. This, ma'am, is because the officer required to bear this colour would have to be at least 18 feet tall, and I am informed by the Commander-in-Chief, at that time the Duke of Wellington, that there exists at the present time a grave shortage of 18-foot-tall officers. Indeed, currently he knows of none. Neither can he envisage any improvement to this situation for some time to come. Your Majesty will, of course, recall that your Royal Regiment of Artillery is also entitled to use the motto Ubique. In this regard, and in order to avoid confusion and perchance some diminution to the lustre pertaining to the corps selected by His Royal Highness, I would respectfully suggest that as a further mark of distinction, the following translations of Ubique be officially prescribed for use by the Corps of Royal Engineers and the Royal Regiment of Artillery, respectively. For your son's corps, note the obsequious reference to the son of the monarch, it is recommended that the translation everywhere be granted. This, in one word, will serve admirably to still further enhance the already matchless reputation of your Corps of Royal Engineers. For the Royal Regiment of Artillery, the translation all over the place will, I think, suffice as a fair translation. I have the honour to remain, ma'am, your obedient servant, Sir Percy Ramsbottom Quigley, Master General of the Ordnance. You will, no doubt, dear reader, having been obliged to wade your way through the overly long and convolutedly phrased letter of the Master General of the Ordnance, be longing for another sample of taut phraseology so succinctly employed by our Royal Sapper Officer. You shall not be disappointed. In reply, brief as ever, and in a manner befitting the mother of a sapper officer, the Queen wrote,
"Dear General, I like it. Make it so. Victoria R."